Episode 1096, Frustrated No More.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day and good day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you're ready to get on your fitness kick and your nutrition hype, because we're talking frustration no more. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. How are your New Year's resolutions coming? Oh, come on. Now, scratch the resolutions. We're talking about revelations. Frustrated no more? We have got to figure out how to get you going on the right track always. How many times have you messed up today? Mistakes aside, I am frustrated no more. Your health and wellness shouldn't add to the chores of the day. But being realistic, the chores and mistakes rule our day. We tend to get lured into the failure corner. It's like, come this way, I tell you. And when you're caught, you're caught. And it's rough and tough when trying to escape. You can't do it so easily. So with new goals to reach and successes to celebrate, the time is now. Say with me, I am frustrated no more. It's time to bask in your strengths. And that is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Bask in your strengths. Why dwell on your weaknesses? Yes, I've heard it too. Turn your weaknesses into strengths. We could have a whole sermonette on what it is and how you take your weaknesses and make them your strengths. It's been talked about for years. I can remember when I was yay high. Okay, it's the same height now, but it sounds better because I was much, much younger. No children whatsoever. And I would go to these corporate trainings. And these people who would get paid, okay, well, I guess I'm getting paid too for the same types of training, but I'm a little different. I'm real and realistic and I'm raw. And I kind of tell you what really works in the life of chaos. Because ultimately, that's what we're living. We're living the lifestyle of busyness. And when you are focusing on your weaknesses and trying to make them strengths, the only thing you're doing is adding more to your busyness. As much as that sounds great on paper, the key to keep you focused and on point, bask in your strengths. This sets you up for long-term success. And ultimately, long-term success makes smiles bigger and puts the happy in the heart. That's what we want, right? We want joy, that spunk. We want to live a vibrant life. So let's look at what it means when you're frustrated no more and basking in your strengths. All right, number one, do what you know best. Sounds like mom's talking. Well, mom is talking. Do what you know best. You know what you're good at. Don't question yourself. Expand on that. So let's look at it in two situations. You know, Wellness Wednesdays, we focus on what? Fitness and nutrition. So let's look at an example of nutrition. Let's say for you, eating four times a day gives you energy. Well, then do it. Don't sit here and try something new and say, oh my gosh, you got to eat six times a day. Or for some, it's like you're eating every 2 hours. Or others, it's intermittent fasting. You're doing things that, yes, may be good for you for a period of time or for a longer period of time, but you know best. Do what you know best. And that is, well, eat four times a day if that's what helps. If you're eating and love greens, guess what? Eat more of them. You'll know when you're done with the greens because you'll be like, oh, I cannot have any more greens. Your body will tell you why, because it's real food. So do what you know best. Now for fitness, maybe you just like to be moving and your way of moving is walking. No, you're not a runner. No, you don't like to lift the weights. Now, yes, strength training, resistance training, all of that is good. We need to build muscle, but it's not just about the term. It's about doing, and we have to do what we know best. We have to focus on what our strengths. And if your strength is walking the neighborhood, then get to walking. Instead of walking just one time around the neighborhood, walk two or three times. Maybe you're only walking once a week or twice a week. Well, then try to do it 5 days a week or every single day. Walking adds so much vitality in your life. It gives you more energy. Why? Because we were created to move. That's how God made our bodies. We were created to move. We have become a very lazy human race. Why? Well, because of our advancements. And yes, some of those advancements are very good, but others, well, hence the term couch potato. So do what you know best. Number two, make the most of what you can do. Now, what I mean by that is resources. The excuse I hear all the time is, I don't have enough money, won't fit in the budget, or oh, I've tried that and it just doesn't work. We're talking about financial and emotional resources. These are huge factors when it comes to, yeah, winning. And ultimately, you want to what? Set yourself up for success. We already know how to fail. We do it every single day. The idea, though, is to win and win more often. What does that do? It builds your confidence. And when it builds your confidence, what? It builds your self-esteem, too. All of that just keeps what? Making your foundation stronger. So make the most of what you can do. In nutrition, maybe you really like green beans. Yes, I know that's only one vegetable. But for you, you like fresh green beans. You like frozen green beans. You like, canned green beans. That's okay. But you like green beans and you don't mind fixing them and you try them different ways. And guess what? Continue eating green beans because it fits in your budget. It's not just because they're green. Yes, green is good, but you could be eating 10 or 20 other different vegetables. But if you look at it and say, gosh, you know, for me and my family, I know that when I buy green beans and we sit down, we don't have leftovers. So emotionally, what? Oh, you're feeling good because people eat the food that you cook. So you don't feel like you wasted all your time in the kitchen, right? And number two with that, you also know that it fits in our budget. So you got the emotional and the financial. Huh, double whammy, yes. Knocks it both out of the park. That's ultimately what you want. Make the most of what you can do. Now let's look at fitness. Maybe you can't afford a gym membership. Gym memberships are expensive. And I'm here to tell you, in my lifetime, yes, I can tell you I've never had a gym membership. The closest I've ever come is having a free membership that I did. It's probably been about maybe 8 or 9, maybe 10 years ago. Seriously. That was the only thing I had, and it lasted for like 6 weeks, and then I was done with it. That was it. I've never paid anybody at a gym. Now, am I saying it's good or bad? No, I'm not. I'm just saying that you can have success with your health without being a member of a gym. I know if you're a gym owner, you don't like me now, but hear me out. The idea is looking at what you can do. Not what your neighbor does, not what, you know, Mrs. Jones is doing down the street. It's what you can do within your financial and emotional budget. It's your resources, remember? Okay, so you can't afford a gym, but you can and you do have 10 DVDs in your house and you already have the DVD player. And guess what? You just bought the big screen. So you can work out in style. You're going to feel as if you have 6 people working out with you in the gym. You don't have to go to a class. You already have a simulated class. So change it up. Take out your DVDs. And if you want to, mark them, put post-its on it and say, Monday I'm doing this one. And then, Tuesday I'm just going to do some fun, you know, cardio. And this one, I just love her. She's so much fun. She's a delight. That's my Wednesday. Oh, I want to do her again. So we're going to do her on Friday. Whatever it is, but guess what? It fits into your budget. Make the most of what you can do financially and emotionally. All right. Number three, this is a fun one. Celebrate the little things. Too often we're looking for Mount Everest. The Olympics are coming up around the corner, and I am one who, yes, had the dream of being in the Olympics. And it was the Winter Olympics. It was with ice skating. So yes, when you're watching ice skating for the Olympics, yes, you can think of me. But no, I had multiple injuries over and over and over again. And so therefore, I never got to the level of where I needed to be. I was already in training, but it didn't happen. But yeah, I had that dream. And a lot of us have that big Mount Everest dream that we want to go for. I never made it. But did that stop me from enjoying my skating when I could, when I wasn't injured? No. And in fact, I ended up doing other things with my skating and with the things I learned through skating and the people that I met. So you got to understand that you've got to celebrate the little things. The big reward comes with the little itty bitty wins. Celebrate them. It's not about always the big Mount Everest. Yes, wouldn't it be awesome if every one of us could put a gold medal around our necks every 4 years? That would be awesome. But you know what? Then that gold medal would not mean as much. Think about it. So it's about the itty bitty tiny little wins. Celebrate them. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. One little itty-bitty win leads to miles of greatness. You got to start somewhere. Everybody starts right where they're at, and that's what you need to do. So what does it look like in nutrition? Well, maybe for you, it's not eating the chocolate chip cookies that are sitting on the counter. Yeah, maybe leftovers from the holidays. Oh, as so tempting as they are. You walk away from them, and every single day that you walk away from them, it's like, ching, yes, yes, my heart's pounding better. Whoop, whoop, I've got more energy because I'm not sluggish. I don't have the extra sugar. It's not slowing me down. It's not, you know, creating a blood sugar, you know, high and then a major crash. Yes, yeah, that's a major win. That is a Mount Everest. Yes, I realize it's a little itty-bitty one, but that leads up what to where you want to go. And that is a Mount Everest climb. And for fitness, maybe for you is you're looking at it and you're going, you know what? I work out, but it's periodically. So I'm going to set my goal. And my goal is I enjoy it. And I want to just do 3 times a week. That's what it is. Maybe your first week you did it 3 times. Woo! Celebrate those 3 times. Next week you do it 3 times. Woohoo! Celebrate it. Next week, you weren't feeling well one day. For some reason, it was just a little off. So you only got 2 times in that week. Guess what? Celebrate that too. It's not that you didn't do 3. It's you did what you could do. Celebrate the little successes, the little things. Because ultimately, that's going to add up to your miles of greatness. Frustrated no more. Are you? Are you ready to make this year an incredible year? Are you ready to create impact in your life? Are you ready to make the changes? Don't be frustrated anymore. It's time to take your strengths and take those to the next level. I know it's going against some things that we're taught. I get that. But sometimes think about it. If you keep doing the same thing and you're not getting different results, then maybe you need to be changing what you're doing. If you're still focusing on your weaknesses, going, gosh, you know, I just need to exercise more. Yeah, you may need to do that. But let's start with your strength first. Let's get you feeling good about where you are now. Get you excited for where you're headed. So then guess what? When it comes time to have to put in the hard work, you are willing and able. And you're like, you know what? Man, I've already set myself up. I can do this. I've been successful. I know I've proven it. I've got the confidence. My self-esteem is up there. Let's go out and rock this world. Let's do it. Now, yeah, maybe you need some help with that. I get it. I needed help with it. And there's times that I still need help with it. That's why I have accountability partners. That's why I have trusted people to come beside me. If you are wanting that in your life, if you want to jumpstart on that, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a coaching call for you that will give you a jumpstart, yes, on your wellness and your health. Let's figure out what you need to do, where your strengths are, and how you can actually take your strengths and elevate them even more to create bigger successes. So what? That means more rewards. You're going to create major wins in your life to live, love, and impact. You know, I hear it right now. I am frustrated no more. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.